The scene fades in with Alias giving a speech to a large crowd. He stands on a podium, passionately attempting to become the mayor of Icarus, his hometown. His friend, Delis, watches nervously in the crowd as the speech goes on, keeping an eye on how the crowd reacts. Alias's campaign manager, Sanus, stands to the side of the podium, prepping the guard for Alias's descent.
We didn't have to fill in forms. I knew every name of every priest and every assistant, even their familiars. Gosh, everyone did.
The crowd murmurs quietly in agreement.
Each and every person in this town cared so very deeply for each other. We wanted everyone to be happy. We wanted everyone to be healthy. When I look around to all of you, do you know what I see? I see many of the faces I saw back then. The people I care for. The people of my town, Icarus.
You got this, Al. You got this.
Delis muttered nervously as he watched his childhood sparring partner glance meaningfully over the crowd he resides over.
Is this? Were we the ones to change, or were we merely on a path set out for us by those looking to profit from our ailments?
The crowd's murmurs turn slightly confused as Alias realizes his question had not been received quite so well.
Worry not. I won't have you all answer such a probing question. After all, and let me be very clear about this matter, I would not be speaking to you today if I had not reached my own conclusions.
Almost there. Slowly. Don't rush it.
As Delis silently prays for his friend's success, the crowd's confusion seems to end, and they grow quieter, allowing Alias to conclude his speech to rapturous applause.
It would be that I do believe that I can make a difference. A difference to my family, to my friends, and to all the citizens of Icarus. You continue to be the people I care so very deeply about. And I would like to guide us on a path towards a brighter and happier future. I believe in all that I have learned in my 40 years on this soil. I believe in the connections I've made with all of you. I believe in the passion, the belief, the determination, and the kindness of Icarus.
Send it home.
My name is Alias Cartwright, and I believe in you. Will you believe in me and vote for me as your mayor?
Yes!
Thank you.
Woohoo! Al! Yeah, that's my boy right there.
What an absolute bore. The crowd erupts as Alias steps down from his podium towards his manager.
Hey, how'd I do? I didn't mess up too much, did I?
Oh, you did great.
Because, you know, that bit about giving blacksmiths back their right to cause fire hazards, I'm not sure how well that went down with the Wizard's Tower guys.
Hey, they are the ones who have the water magic. But you're overthinking it all. Look around. They're loving you.
I don't know. There's a lot of peasant folk out there who look ready to make some improvised weapons out of the pews. And do you really think the familiars aren't going to stampede once we bring up their taxes?
Sanus feels the need to embolden his employer, who doesn't actually pay a salary.
Look, just look at everyone. They came here for you. They listened to you. And this is the first step in them starting to understand you. Chin the heck up, okay?
Huh. Yeah. Thanks, Sanus. I think I needed that. Remind me to give you a massive bear hug when we get back to the office.
I will not be doing that. And what office? You're unemployed.
Oh, really? Well, then I guess I'll just have to do it now in front of everyone here. Come here.
Put me down. No hugs.
Can we be a little bit
happy
more
now?
Civil at this public gathering, boys? NPC Cornelius, one of Alias's many sponsors, steps between Alias and Sanus, cutting the pair's conversation short.
You, sir, have just secured yourself a sizable donation from the Merchants Guild. I tell you, nay, I declare with vigor that all seven of our elders found your speech to be a true thrill.
Lord Cornelius, greetings, sir.
I'll go schmooze too, Al.
Got it. I am delighted you were able to find value in this lowly self's words.
Why did I make it the merchant? I suppose we'll go across the room. Four NPCs make vague and meaningless comments about the prospective mayor.
Well, I recognize him from way back, you know.
I think he came to our cousin's baby shower the other month.
You realize his breath smelled like day-old butter bread, right?
Dude, you can't even smell him from here. Shut up.
Can too.
Delis overhears the NPCs as he makes his way over to where Alias stands, squeezing through the bodies which were packed into the temple by the hundreds mere hours prior.
I guess we just can't win everyone over with one speech.
Al! Ali! Over here! Alias! Hey! Al!
Alias notices Delis' head bobbing up through all the benefactors who swarmed to him as he finished his speech.
Del! Get over here, man! Sorry. Excuse me. Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. Say hi. Excuse me. Hello. Coming through. Yep.
Alias!
Hey,
what a delightful presentation you gave us today.
Hey, we'll catch up at Sunday brunch, okay?
Oh, certainly, yes.
Yes. Say hi to the missus and kids for me. Del!
Al! That was incredible!
The two embrace as they make their way past ample sweaty torsos filling the room.
Man, you smashed it!
Oh, stop it. It's all thanks to you getting me to just sit down with the quill.
Delis pokes his finger into Alias's chest to get his point across.
Hey, you wrote all that, not me. You did. It was amazing, really.
Amazingly boring.
Wait, what? What did you just say?
I said you're an awesome friend. You know I couldn't have done any of this without you. Seriously.
Sanus calls out to Alias from a few meters away for urgent business.
Alias!
He uses his hands to gesture towards an important-looking figure.
Excuse me, could I just... Al!
Oh, hey, sorry. I wanted to get to Del first.
Hey, it's fine. See over there? High Priest. Go chat him up.
Ooh, you got it. I'll see you later, okay?
Oh, later. Sure.
Alias moves away from Delis and Sanus. He starts to converse with an old man across the room dressed in flowing white robes. Sanus tries to strike up some small talk with Delis.
He did rather well today, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. So well. Really, really great. Thanks for asking, man.
What do you mean, thanks for asking? You're obviously going to be... You okay there? You don't look so great.
I'm fine. Just... Is it hot in here?
Sanus feels around the room for the temperature, finding it to be exactly as one would expect for a temple filled with hundreds of people.
I guess. There are a lot of people in here.
Obviously.
Shall we go find you a seat?
You didn't say that, right?
I mean, we can stand if you want, but you're looking real pale.
No. Did you just say obviously?
Not in this conversation. Seriously, let's get you sat down, okay?
There it was again.
There was what?
How curious.
Did you not hear that?
I don't know what you're on about.
Listen, carefully.
To what?
Perhaps I could grant you a small pebble as a present, little Delis.
Huh?
Sanus suddenly paced towards a refreshments table close by.
Excuse me. Sorry.
He grasps the handle of the water jug tightly, as if there were a great pressure pulling his hand towards its polished metal.
Excuse me.
What's happening?
Sanus now knew the perfect way to cure Delis from whatever troubled him. A thorough drenching should shatter any curses from
curses?
His presence.
Hold still,
I'm not cursed!
Excuse me, I'll be right there!
No! Get away from me! for me!
Delis felt his feet plant to the ground, now unable to move away from the oncoming downpour.
Senna, stop! Please, what are you doing?
You need to be cured, Del! Oh my god. I'm so sorry, Del. Oh, what have I done?
I have waited a long time for this.
Shut up! Shut up!
Is that what you meant by saying things?
You can hear it.
Oh, how very cute the two of you are.
Why did you make him do that?
Do what?
Made me.
You just made him throw that all over me.
I didn't make him. Did you see my arms move?
I can't even see your arms. You're just a voice.
Exactly. How could I possibly do anything if I'm just a voice?
But I didn't. I mean, Del, I promise. I didn't want to. I just...
Blaming a poor old disembodied voice? How vile can one possibly get? And right after potentially giving your supposed friend a cold through such a heinous activity, I think you both have much to apologize for.
I'm so confused.
There, there. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. One moment, if you'll excuse me.
What?
Having noticed the scene unfolding close by, Alias makes his way to his two friends and sees the mess Del is now in.
What? No! Don't bring him into this!
My goodness, Del! Are you okay? Could someone get us a cloth, please? You poor thing. Tell me what happened.
NPC... F rushes off to find something to dry Del once Alias makes the request.
Alias, tell it to be quiet! It poured water all over me!
What did? Tell me who did this. I'll see to it that they receive ample repercussions for their actions.
It was that voice!
What voice, Del?
Yes. What voice, Del?
That voice! Right there!
My voice?
No!
It just went like, yes, and then copied you!
Perhaps Delis is feeling off from all this cold water, Alias thought to himself.
We need to get you dried off. You're not making any sense.
But, Al!
We can sort this out if you just tell me who did this to you.
Who did this? Oh! What a stupendous stipulation. You're such a clever man this time, Alias.
I want to go home.
Not yet, Sanus. We're reaching the best moment of this campaign trail. If I may. Delis starts to understand Alias's point of view. Of course, Alias could not hear what Delis and Sanus clearly could. Why should he be able to? These must be machinations of the mind somehow shared betwixt the two.
Who did this to me?
In response to Alias's suggestion, Del's hand begins to climb.
Wait! No!
Ever
no.
Higher.
It wasn't
and
him!
Higher.
I'm not doing this!
Until it pointed towards the man who had poured the jug of water
Del,
upon
I'm
him.
I'm so sorry!
San, how could you do this? He's my best friend! And on such a joyous afternoon!
Filled with the sadness from this betrayal, Alias storms towards Sanus, striking him sharply in the jaw. Sanus drops to the floor, eyes full of moisture. Delis begins to cough as the cold water trickles down his body. His consciousness starts to fade, and he collapses onto the hard, wet tiles beneath him.
I got that cloth! I'll dry you out!
Indeed.
Please stop. What did I do.
James, wake up! James!
Uh-huh. What? Where am I?
Snap into gear, James. We're getting ready for the ambush.
What do you want, Al? What's going on?
Who's Al? You know what? Doesn't matter. Get your crossbow out. We need to move.
But you're Al.
No. I'm Key, you idiot. Always have been, always will be. Now get up.
What?
Yes, James. You'd best rise from your slumber. I fear something truly terrible could happen if you don't. So you've decided to stick around for the end credits, How wonderful. I shan't keep you too long. Let's get to it. Evolving Fates is an audio drama conceptualized by Dominic Samuel, Joe McKenzie, and Jarrett Griffiths, and produced by Dominic Samuel. The wonderful cast and crew consist of Dominic Samuel as the wondrous, imperious, unparalleled me, the narrator. Anthony Bowley as Delis, NPC Cornelius, and NPC C. Rafa Molina as Sanus, NPC Saurian, and NPCs A and F. And Jarrett Griffiths as Alias, and NPCs B and D. Why is there no NPC E, you ask? Because they didn't have any lines, obviously. Episode 1 was written by Dominic Samuel, directed and edited by Dominic Samuel, and engineered by Michael Newton. This first episode is our pilot. We've worked for over a year from conception to release, so now is the bit where I tell you about this money concept you mortals enjoy. I would like to take part 2. If you would like to support us financially, you can do so on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/evolvingfates, link in the description of your listening platform. It will go towards our fantastic cast and crew, and for making future episodes even better. Now then, enough of that. Have some squeaky voices. Enjoy the post credits.
I'm so confused. I believe in all that I have learned in my 40 years on this soil. I believe in the connections I've made with all of you. I believe in the passion, the belief, the determination, and the kindness of Icarus.
Alias, tell it to be quiet! It poured water all over me!
I have waited a long time for this.